Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, it's a Monday morning. As you can imagine, there's lots to discuss. We've already touched on some of it. But maybe you can tell us about the grey listing. It looks like South Africa may be coming off the list.
Hopefully by October this year. That's the good news that's been shared with us, not only by FATF, that's the Financial Action Task Force, but also National Treasury. Now, we might all recall a time just over 2 years ago when it was mentioned that South Africa was officially greylisted. And this is largely because of the concerns that were raised regarding weaknesses in our systems to actively manage and address any concerns regarding money laundering and anti-terrorist financing rules. Now, it does seem as though we've made significant progress over the last 2.5 years, having ticked off at least 20 of the 22 action items in our action plan. Now, National Treasury and FATF did highlight that there has been strong progress made, specifically within the financial services sector, and that's with regard to making sure that there's clear disclosures with regard to beneficial ownership and tighter controls when it comes to transactions, cross-border transactions specifically, that do take place with many of our banks. Think back to the time when we had the updates on further details that would be required in terms of the references made to international payments, including those within the SADC region, and even how the CIPC, who assist with company registrations, have also asked for heightened details regarding beneficial ownership beyond just directorship and the ownership of businesses. So these are just some of the facets that have been incorporated of late to make sure that there is a heightened level of disclosure. Where we are lacking, though, is a key issue that typically concerns many countries when addressing these particular systems. And that's when it comes to sustained increases in investigations and prosecutions of what's described to be serious and complex money laundering. In terms of the full range of terrorist financing. So it does seem as though we need police authorities just to heighten some of those investigations and, of course, the prosecutions. And hopefully by October this year, we'll actually see ourselves coming off that list.
Yeah, I suppose all we can do is just hope for the best. But we've seen a lot of countries also joining BRICS lately. Turkey seems to be the latest that wants to join. Tell us about that.
100%. I was about to tease you and say hope is not a strategy, especially when it comes to the world of business sometimes. So let's hope that NT and many other partners get that one right. But you're quite right. Many countries, just after the BRICS summit that was held in South Africa well over 2 years ago, had actually raised their hands to join this particular group, economic grouping of countries. Think of the likes of Iran that had come on board, and of course our peers in Ethiopia. And now Turkey is actually trying to hold firm by engaging in negotiations taking place at the G20 summit, including the financial stream this week, to make sure that they heighten the economic participation and partnership with the BRICS nations. Now, if you think about Turkey, they are a unique economy which has been plagued by high inflation. At one point, it went up to 86%. It's slowly been decreasing with an average now of 44% over the year 2024. They haven't fully met their growth targets and objectives of 5% and have typically grown between 2 and 3% between 2023 and 2024. This is largely on the back of the fact that at some point there were some shifts in their political structure that led to unconventional and unorthodox economic policies that were implemented at the time. But overall, what Turkey is saying is that they are keen to actually join the Eurozone, EU, but they've actually struggled in terms of making sure that they have and tick all the boxes with regard to some of the threats and concerns regarding human rights violations and democratic standards that the EU has highlighted. Despite that, they're saying, well, BRICS actually looks like the next best option, and they're looking to heighten their conversations in that regard. So we'll have to see how this one does progress, especially with South Africa at the helm of the G20, and if this will play any influence in terms of heightening the level of trade as well that currently takes place between the two countries.
Yeah, and then the markets, what are they looking like?
Markets will open up from 88,913 points today. We have a number of company results, and so far Sasol is out, not looking too impressive. So don't be surprised if we do see that share price in negative territory later today. 18.33 is where we trade into the dollar rand. Against the pound sterling, we're at 23.23, and against the euro at 19.27.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.